السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Today we discuss the generosity of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم Now every sifat that we take we must remember that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم He would be the best in that sifat. There is nobody that can be better than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any of these sifat-e-hamida. Generosity in English terms would mean a person who gives a lot. A person who is generous, he gives a lot. In Islam, there's two types of giving. One is imparting knowledge. This is one type of generosity. And the other is the person is generous with his wealth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in one hadith sharif to the effect that there is no jealousy except upon two people. If jealousy had to be permissible, it could only be permissible to have jealousy upon two types of people. One, a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him ilm, and night and day he is imparting that knowledge. The other is a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him wealth, and night and day he is spending that wealth in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no hasad except upon these two types of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So generosity in Islam is where a person gives, whether he is giving knowledge, whether he is giving wealth, he gives with no expectation of anything in return. Kuffar, many of them are generous. Amongst our people also you get many people who are generous. Some people are generous in the true sense of the word, where they will give and they got no expectation of anything in return. So many times people give, sometimes huge amounts, large amounts, and they don't even want the person who is the recipient to know who gave it. Even the recipient mustn't know who gave it. They come to know that a certain person has got a need. They themselves won't go and give it to that person. They'll come to somebody else, either the imam or the Morana or somebody, say, you know what, I've just heard certain person has got some takaza, some zarurat, do me a favor, just give him this and don't even tell him where it's from. Just go and give it to him. Don't even tell him where it came from. So we say now, why we don't receive parcels like that? He must... No. But there are people like that. Yes, I'm just saying light-hearted. We're not waiting for parcels like that, alhamdulillah. So khair, but there are people like that they would do selfless, no expectation of anything in return. So that is generosity. In the kufr sense of generosity, a person would give a huge check and they make the check also very big. But then they got big photograph in the newspaper that this person gave this money for a certain cause. This person gave this for a certain cause. So that is not generosity in Islam. Islam, what you give with the right hand, the left hand mustn't even know. In fact, I think I mentioned to you once in the Taaleem that when a person gives a hadiya, at that time he mustn't even request duas, because he doesn't even want dua in return. If you give the person a hadiya and you tell him that just make dua for me, so that's not giving with no expectation in return. That is, you are giving and you are expecting him to make dua for you. That's why you're giving. So that is not a real hadiya. A real hadiya is where you are just giving it, finish. There's no strings attached to whatsoever. You're just giving it, finish. So this, we must imbibe this quality. Even our zakat monies. A lot of times we give our zakat monies and we put clauses to it. attachments to it. When we give somebody the zakat money, we are making him the malik. We're giving him the money. Now we can't make an attachment to that you can only use this for this and you can only use that for that. We're giving him the money. As long as he is mustahik of zakat. Now if he took that zakat money and he went and bought drugs, that's his guna. That is his guna. Sometimes we want to play the role of Allah Pak. You see, up to here is our responsibility to discharge the zakat in the right hand. Up to there is our responsibility. How that man spends his zakat, that's not our responsibility. That's now between him and Allah Pak. If he took the zakat money and used it for the wrong reason, now he is responsible for that. We're not responsible for that. Long as he is mustahik of zakat and we gave him zakat. Yes, we can counsel him, we can guide him. But we cannot give and then put clauses to it and attachments to it. Then we're not giving. If you give somebody something, can you tell him, I'm giving you this, but you can only use it for this and for that and for that. Then we haven't given him. His milkiyat over the thing that we gave him is restricted. It's not a true milkiyat. So we must remember that what the zakat recipient does with the wealth, that's not our business. But it must go in the right hand. After that, maybe he needs it for clothes. Sometimes people, they complain. They say that, no, we gave him a voucher. Now some people say, no, we mustn't give them voucher. We must buy the grocery and give them. We give them voucher to go and buy cosmetics. So we don't use cosmetics. Do we not use cosmetics? So if the person took that voucher, if you give him a voucher, now he can take that voucher to the shop and he can buy what he wants. He knows what he needs. Maybe he already got food. He already got food in the house. He doesn't need food that month. And he needs the cosmetics. He needs some other things. So what guna did he make by purchasing those few luxuries for that month? Some people get so stringent on this zakat thing and so this thing. Really, it makes one wonder sometimes. So here, generosity is to give with no expectation of anything in return. Now with regards to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his generosity was such. One poet, he put it very, very beautifully. He said that if it was not for tashahud, he said Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said no in his life. And then he said it so beautifully in Arabic. He said, "Law la tashahud, lakana la'uhu na'am." You see, in tashahud, you have to say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha." So Allah ilaha illallah, that la there means no. So he's saying if it wasn't for tashahud, then in tashahud you have to say no. If it wasn't for tashahud, then there also the la would have been na'am. It would have been yes. Such was the generosity of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he never said no to anybody. Another poet, he put it very beautifully. He says when you go to him, he's talking about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says when you go to him, he receives you with such a smiling face that it is as if you are giving him that which you are asking of him. You giving him that which you are asking of him. The way he is smiling so cheerfully and happily, he is giving to you. Like as if to say, you giving to him. This was the generosity of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we take few incidents. Once, one sahabiya, she realized that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he needed a shawl. You know, he was in need of a shawl. So she went and she sewed one shawl, she prepared one shawl and she sent it for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with some sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and this shawl came as a hadiyah to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So same time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the majlis because he needed the shawl. He needed the shawl. So he left the majma, he went home and he put on the shawl and then he came into the majlis. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, he sits down in the majlis. One sahabi comes up to him, says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me the shawl. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes back in the house. He removes the shawl, puts on that old garment that he was wearing. He comes and presents the shawl to that sahabi. One person, he is marhum now. Allah Pak fill his qabr with noor. But he had this quality. Anything you've seen on him, if you just comment it, he give it to you. One day he was coming out of Center Masjid and there was one person there with him. So that person told him, it was a cold day also, and that person told him, hey, you got a lovely warm jacket. Took out the jacket and gave it to you. One day one of his staff members, and that particular year he was planning to go for Hajj. The same person was planning to go for Hajj. So one of his staff members came up to him and they told him that, you know what, my certain family is going for Hajj. There's nobody to take them to the airport. They asked me if I can take them. So I told them I'll find out if I can get leave from work, I can go drop them off in the airport and come back. And then, so he told, yeah, no problem, you can take them and come back. So when he was leaving the office, he told him, he said, I'll make dua, man, one day somebody must be going to drop me off. When that person came back, he told him, bring your passport, bring your wife's passport. He cancelled his trip, because he was a Nafal Hajj, so he cancelled his Hajj. And he sent these people for Hajj. He's marhum na, Allah Pak fill his qabr with noor. But you get people like that, and there are many people like that in society. That they are just prepared to assist. Now imagine Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He just wears this garment, and he is in need of this garment. And now the sahabi comes and he says, "Give it to me." And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam removes it. Same time. He gives it to him. Now, the other Sahaba, they got upset. And later on, they caught the Sahabi. What's wrong with you? Can't you see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam required that? But now look at that Sahabi. He said that, you know what? I got nothing for my kafan. He said, nothing for my kafan. No suitable cloth for my kafan. So that's why I asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for that shawl, so that can be used as my kafan. And that's what it was used for after that. That person, he was wrapped in that same shawl as kafan when he had passed away.